Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week, this episode is just pee feedback bonanza, part one.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Yep, we're chockers with speak pipes.
We are.
It's hard to do it with the, Mandy and I not being in the same room, but
we think
we've got it all sorted and we are going to listen to you tell us what you think.
Yes. It's a little break from interviews and it's your voices. So we're going to do this today on Thursday and then we're going to do part two at another surprise time.
Yeah, which you know what day of the week it probably will be, which will make Tim from Thailand happy. So we're hoping to get back into doing two episodes a week. It's really good for us. It's good for our mental health and we hope it's good for yours. So please keep sending your messages into our speak pipe. They're on the website. Anything at all. I mean, maybe not recipes, but no, anything. We're happy to hear.
And go and check our website because our gorgeous friends Andy and Andrea have been working really hard on our website.
So
it looks
cute.
So good.
Yeah.
They're so clever. And there's lots of, you know, you can order the book. You can listen to episodes on there.
Yeah, it's actually, it's a proper
website.
We had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's professional. Yep. So, yeah, we love it. We absolutely love it.
And while we're talking about pee keeping, we've got the Acast supporter that we talk about, you know, that you've heard me or Mandy and me or just Mandy talk about it at the start of lots of episodes.
And lots of you have been really generous in giving us money to help us keep going with the podcast through Acast supporter.
And we're very grateful to Acast for setting that up because we have no clue what we're doing and it actually enabled us to get the booklet off the ground.
It really did.
So we'll be forever grateful.
So proud.
And it's still in our old show notes, but we're actually transitioning to a new – it's really nearly exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's just that the money comes directly to Mandy and I, and that's because we want to keep the booklet going.
That's right.
So there's less costs involved and we – yeah, we just get more of the money.
That's the truth. So it's on our website and
it's in the show notes.
Support the peas. You can find it there if you'd like to give towards the booklet and supporting the podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's going to make a huge difference for anyone that has an extra dollar or 10 or 100 or 1,000. We don't care. Do what you want. But and if you don't give, that's fine. Nothing changes.
Nothing changes. Will you ever don't get change. Any bonuses. We never offer anything bonus
no Patreon
for anybody.
Or anything. Sorry. We're all in.
Yep, we're all in because we don't want any pee to miss out on anything. So
no peas left behind.
And then there's some peas that have a little bit of extra money. They generously help and then that keeps it open for everyone. So we will never change that.
No.
And we're really proud of that.
Yep.
While we're speaking about the website, you – just forgot what I was going to say. What else do they put on there? Oh, you can order the booklets.
Yes, so, you can order the booklets.
If you're in Melbourne, well, if and when we're allowed, then you'll be able to come and pick some up, but we can send them out to you.
Yep. So we've got, I think, 3 or 4 orders, which is quite exciting. We've sent out a few thousand, actually, to like maternal and child health nurses.
Yeah, Ingelise took a whole lot.
Ingelise 21 Gifts up in Sydney. So at the moment, if you're just ordering 1 or 2, then it's free unless you want to give a donation, which you can also see sitting there.
Yeah.
If you're going to order a box, then we'd really love you to pay some postage, only because we are paying the postage and are happy to. But if you can contribute in any way, that just helps a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it means
that's
the booklets can keep going out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So thank you. That's the peacekeeping.
That's the peacekeeping.
I
think that's all. The book is great.
Yes.
If you want to buy a signed copy, that's on the P store too.
Yeah, that's
And that would make a big
difference.
And if
you go into the website, we can write a message to you.
Yep. Or if you go to the merch store, which also helps our beautiful merch peas, they're signed.
Yeah,
so
fabulous.
You can go to Big W if your Big W is open.
Yeah.
Please buy it. It means that people will think we're good.
Yeah.
No. It just means the book gets out there because if nobody buys it, it disappears off the shelves.
That's right.
But if you can't, that's fine as well. But if you want a signed copy, you can get it from the merch shop, which is on our P store, or on the website, you can Mandy and I can write a note. That one might take a little bit longer to
get
to you.
But we'll get there.
But it will get there.
So we are back in lockdown 6 here in Melbourne.
Yep.
And we're just doing the best we can.
We are, because we can't do proper PR for the book, which has been sad. Mandy and I were hoping we could have done more because you know us.
Yeah.
But lots of people don't.
That's right.
We are not famous. Our book is never going to be a bestseller. And the only way that it's like rating and reviewing, but I know it costs $20 or $30, so it's a really big ask. But if you buy it, we get in the book charts and then more people will see it.
Well, we saw it was in the Dimmicks
catalogue
for Father's Day and I was like, wow.
That
was a thrill.
Amazing, yes, especially because we can't see it in the shops ourselves.
We confessed there was a couple of down days. I mean, we lifted ourselves up around the launch. We did the live. We did the book launch with Vanessa. We tried our very best, but I suppose last week I just got hit with a sad
sack. I was really sad too.
Yeah.
Because I thought we put so much work into this book and we can't promote it.
Yeah.
How do we get out there? We were going to do like even our tour of Eastland.
I know.
And meet the peas. And we couldn't do that. And then we couldn't do any book launch. We couldn't do any live signings. But we will get there.
But we will. Yeah.
Even if it's 2025, we will meet in a park and we will sign books.
We'll sign your books.
So we're
going to listen to some speak pipes and hear it could be book feedback, it could be just normal P Live feedback. So let's have a listen.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's Mandy from New South Wales.
Hi, Mandy.
I meant to record this yesterday as it was the 25th of July and my pea shoot was 21 years old yesterday.
Oh,
so it was
happy birthday.
A big day emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're in total lockdown in New South Wales.
Yeah.
Yep. Been there, done that, you guys say many a time. And, you know, we're fine. We're good. Could be a lot worse in the world. We had a nice, quiet little celebration with just the four of us, and that's perfect. That's all we needed. And he had everything he needed.
Yes.
He got his little wish list of the things he finds, the random things he finds on eBay that he would like.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And we do our best to get them for him within reason.
Of course.
And I had a little moment to listen to the episode of your book launch because I just haven't had a chance to put headphones in my ears and try and listen to any podcast while we're online learning.
It's very hard.
With the youngest. And it was just the best thing to listen to because, as you guys know, birthdays can be a tricky feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have a birthday party, even though it's lockdown.
Yeah.
But just usually it's just, you know, you don't have the typical
21st.
Mainstream type birthday celebration that your friends around you that don't have pea shoots and just hearing you guys talk about, you know, the background of your story and how you guys met, and that's just always the best thing about the podcast, that you guys are the friendship we all wish we had.
Aww.
And to just spend that time with you on a day when I was feeling just a little sad and not able to connect with friends because of lockdown and family as well. That just hearing you girls laugh and your friendship is just so inspiring, and I just wish that I had a bosom buddy like you guys love each other. And I had to laugh along too because Mandy, as you know, being a Mandy myself, it is like you and I are the same people. We're talking about when you're writing, you just go off the cuff and write what's coming out of your head, and I do exactly the same thing. So that was going to be Google.
It's not a way to get friends.
Yeah, that's just all I have to say, that 21 years has come and gone.
Yes.
And wouldn't change it for the world.
No.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Oh, no, Mandy, it's so poignant.
It's so poignant and great job.
Yes.
21 years of amazing mothering. Yes. We were lucky enough to meet Mandy when we were went to Sydney. And you would be our bosom friend, don't worry.
And she's on the list to come on the podcast, so don't worry. She's on this
long list
of amazing people.
Of awesome people and even more awesome women.
Thank you for your support, Mandy.
Thank you.
And we know people can't listen, they can't read, all that stuff. So we totally know that, and we love you regardless, right?
We really do. And
you
thank
are
you.
Our friend.
Thank you. You are.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
You might call me the vagina pee.
And
actually, now that I've said that out loud, it sounds a bit weird, right, to say that I'm the vagina pee, but oh, my God.
We know. We remember.
I'm someone who recorded a message to you guys saying that my laugh was that my kids wanted to eat my vagina.
Yes, we remember.
Anyway,
it was the best.
As I say that, I realize, oh my gosh, even giving you that explanation sounds a little weird.
It's okay. We knew the context.
And because it's completely out of context.
Yes.
So I'm really, really digging a hole here. I should have prepped. I should have prepped for this.
No, this is our style.
Some notes about why I wanted to message you so that I had, you know, a plan.
No.
So that I had some ideas. But I'm a mum.
Plans in 2020.
A mum. So I don't have any extra time to write notes or maybe record on my random message. So it's just another thing that I would have had to do. But turns out I really should have done it because now
don't know why you rang.
I'm just digging a hole. Okay, so I've just done it, and I haven't even said what I wanted to say yet. I've literally just said who I am, as in Rose the Vagina Pee, and everyone's thinking, who the fuck is this woman? Okay, so I wanted to give a book review.
Thank you.
Here's my book review.
Oh,
my goodness, ladies. I haven't finished the book, so maybe it's a partial review.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
But that's because I want to savor it. I want to indulge and just read the whole thing. But at the same token, I don't want it to end. It's so special. I've waited for this. You ladies have been talking about it. And, you know, because you're my friends, I've been waiting for you guys to get this book out into the world, and now it's here.
Yes.
And it's really special, and reading it is—it's like being with you. It's like you guys are reading it to me, and you're telling me your story. I don't know, on a really deep level, and I love it.
Oh,
and
thank you.
As your friend, I guess I'm just so happy for you guys. Thanks so much for writing the book, and I'll give you a full review and. Maybe next time I'll write some notes because I don't think I should go off script or ad lib. I don't know what the saying is because really I sound like a crazy person.
You don't. No. You sound just like us.
Love you guys.
Love
and
you too.
The book is extraordinary.
Oh, thank
Rose.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you because as we've been lamenting, it's been really hard.
It has.
And I'm so honored that you've read the book and taken the time to
thank
say
you.
That. It's
yeah,
you don't
it
know
means so
you don't
much
know
to
what
us.
You've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hi, Peas.
Hi.
Just letting you know that I've been listening to the audiobook today.
Oh, thank you.
I'm one of those people who needs an audiobook. Yeah. So I really appreciate that you did this for us, making it more accessible. And also, it had to be your voices. I couldn't imagine anyone else doing
I know.
So thanks for doing that. I'm only halfway through, but I'm so impressed with how much you've covered and how well you've covered those things. Also, just thank you for putting some of these things down on paper. I can see that you're creating a resource for families, health professionals, and just anyone who are either new to this world or even old hands. Just anyone can read this. It's just a tiny, tiny little peek into our world. And I think everyone needs to just have a little look in and maybe get a little bit more of that empathy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway, I can't wait to get back on with the book, but I just had to tell you how wonderful you two are and just this whole community. All right. Bye.
Bye, Carolyn.
Oh, these are so awesome. Thank you.
7 hours.
Yeah.
That audiobook. Like, you want us for 7 hours? My friend Becky's like, I'm 4 hours in. I was like, okay, well.
Number one daughter finished the whole thing and she said she laughed and cried the whole way through, heaps of tears. And she said, I'm just so proud of you and Mandy.
Oh,
and I cried. I'm
goodness.
Like, what? So if she can listen, you can listen because she's lived it.
Yes. Wow. Thank you. It's nice to hear that people love
really
the audiobook
nice.
Too
it's
because
really
that was
nice.
A really fun experience and also a bit challenging. Like,
yeah,
you know.
We didn't know what we were doing.
No, we're a bit cocky doing our own podcast, but we've never done audiobook before.
No, it's very different.
It's very different.
Yeah. So thank you.
I'm so glad we got the opportunity to do it. Yeah,
oh, same.
I'm really thankful.
Yeah, it was hopefully people can listen when they're ready.
That's right.
Hi. My name's Emily.
Hi, Emily.
I'm a teacher Sydney. Yeah. So I'm just on a walk. So
yeah, sure.
It's okay.
Yep. Walking at the moment to get away from my computer screen because teaching online is a struggle, especially teaching little ones online. I'm a teacher. So,
oh, no.
It's just really, really hard.
Yeah.
And I did shed a few tears after the first day of online learning this time around because my heart just broke for all those little pop-ups on the screen and those with varying needs.
Yes.
And for those whose families are trying to work as well.
Yes.
So it's just impossible, really.
It is impossible.
So I'm just trying to stay positive and we're doing some fun little things in our team's meetings like Crazy Hair Day and Rainbow Day and the students are having their votes as well, which is really fun, just trying to get everyone involved.
You're doing a good job.
But I'm rambling, and the reason why I came to chat is because I've been a long time listener.
Thank you.
You've taught me so much, more than university ever taught me.
Oh, wow.
And I've even put you in my accreditation.
Oh, thank you.
Accreditation. I'm absolutely loving your book.
Yep.
And I was just listening to the chapter on schools, and I just wanted to come in here as a teacher. I completely agree that the education system is messed, and the hard thing for us teachers is we've got a whole load of curriculum that we have to get through, and we agree that a lot of it is pointless, but we have to do it, and that's what's so hard.
Yes.
And I find it hard with the little ones in my class that, you know, all have varying needs, and there's only one of me.
Yes.
And there's, you know, 20 little poppets in my class, and that's very breezy, really. I have friends who have more than 30 in their class.
Yeah.
And for me to be there for all the different students, it just, I find it really hard because I feel like I'm not giving them the best.
Yeah, yeah. It's impossible.
But your podcast has really helped me to talk to these families and really look at their side and have those compassionate and empathetic conversations with them. And because of that, I've had a lot of breakthroughs with a lot of the families, and we've got a lot of continuity, between school and home, and also between their therapists. So I absolutely love your idea of your business that you want to set up. That would just be so beautiful. And as a teacher, to be able to recommend that as a place to go to families would just make me so happy.
Yeah.
I absolutely love being a teacher, and it's all the different little personalities that make teaching so such a beautiful profession. And I just think that it breaks my heart that you know, schools aren't accessible to all students, and but I just also want people to think about sometimes these teachers who are there trying really damn hard.
I know, you are. We see you. There's
only one of us.
That's right.
It's hard to be there for every single person all the time.
No, it's systemic change.
So I really think that we just need more support.
Yes, you do.
System, really.
You do.
More support for the teachers, for the kids. To make it a accessible environment for everyone.
That's right.
Anyway, I've rambled on and I'm unfit.
Join the club.
So I will speak to you soon, hopefully. And congratulations on your book. It's just such a great book. I can't wait to share it
with
my family and friends.
Bye. Thank you, Emily.
Wow. And we do know, and I think we tried to say that in the book, that teachers need more support and the education system needs more money and it needs overhaul and it needs a massive renovation. We know that it's never a teacher's fault.
Of course
never, not. Never, never, never. It's you know more than we do.
Your best, of course.
How much you need more support. We need aides in classrooms.
Every single classroom.
On top of individual aides.
And we don't need people fighting for aides.
No, we don't need that.
It's just a given.
It's just a given. It's just... It saves money in the long term.
That's right.
Okay. All these kids come out with better educational outcomes. It's better for our whole economy. So come on. Anyway.
And we're just thinking of every teacher doing remote learning, crisis schooling.
I know.
You know, it's a kind word to your teachers too. I sent an email the other day just encouraging our teacher, even though Miss Ten has just been struggling.
Struggle
town
now.
But I still can be kind to her teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you see, if you've got a moment of being kind and gracious, then give that teacher some encouragement, because I think they're just doing such hard work.
Or if you live interstate, if you're not in Melbourne or Sydney
and
or
you
New
know
Zealand,
someone.
And you know a teacher, send them something.
Send them something. Some
they
donuts, some flowers,
really need it.
Anything.
I just look at their faces on all of Microsoft Teams and I think, you didn't sign up for this.
No, they didn't.
And, like, I was talking to my best friend Rachel, and she's a teacher, and she's like, we don't know when it's going to end.
I
so
know.
We don't know what to do.
That's right.
I'm like, they literally find out the day we find out.
That's right. It's disgusting.
School's back, school's not back, school's this. She said, we don't know what to tell the year 12s. We don't know.
No.
You know, and she said to me, I just can't imagine being a preppy or a grade 1 or a year 11 or a year 12, you know, in the last 2 years, and just everything's new to you, but there's no continuity of anything.
That's
so,
right.
It's we really, really, really think teachers are amazing.
Yep.
Yep.
We're on your team.
Yep.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. My name's Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
And I was originally a Chatterpie. So I've been listening to your podcast. Well, I've listened to every episode right from
the beginning.
Thank you. And I absolutely love your podcast.
Aww.
I'm not a parent. In fact, I'm a young 23-year-old, but I'm a student nurse. And I think that listening to your podcast will definitely help me know better and do better. Mm. And I hope that in listening to you guys, I can know better and do better and become a special professional, hopefully,
yes,
at the Royal Children's Hospital.
Oh, yes. Good on you.
I just finished listening to your book. It's kept me company on my 50-minute commute to my placement that I'm doing at the moment at Casey Hospital.
Right.
Yeah, for reference, I live in the inner west of Melbourne.
Oh, boy, that's a long drive.
I really, really loved your book. I thought it was absolutely fantastic, and I'll be recommending it to all of my nursing friends and anyone that I know, because I think it's just a beautiful book, and I'm really, really sad that it's over, because you guys have kept me company listening to that audio book.
Thank you.
On my long drives, early mornings and late nights, and it was just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful book.
Oh.
I love you guys. I think you're amazing and you're changing the world.
Oh,
Bridget, stop it.
We love you too. And
oh, goodness.
Oh, we needed your message today.
We did. I was like, why haven't we been playing these over the last 2 weeks? Them?
We've been like, we're so despondent. Oh, why didn't we play the bloody messages? Got no one to blame but ourselves.
We're so silly.
We are so silly.
Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you, Bridget.
This is a self-indulgent snap pea.
It is. Sorry, we didn't know it was going to be, but I will call it that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe this is a better advertisement than anything Mandy and
I could
have ever done.
That's true.
So thank you, Bridget. We're going to keep you.
Yep. You're in.
You're in.
Western suburbs to Casey Hospital. Goodness. That's that's commitment.
Yeah.
That's way out of her 5K.
Oh, way out of your 5K.
Hello, P family. I just wanted to say thank you, Mandy and Kate. You make my day every time I hear you. I have you playing in the car.
Oh, thank you.
Your laughter and your stories and your reality check is just gorgeous. I have a beautiful P baby who's 8 and an older girl, 11, and we live a long way away from family and friends, and it feels like I have a little support crew with me.
Oh, sure you do.
I'm just having you on the phone and...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Listening to your podcast on a regular basis. And thank you so much for the most gorgeous guest you had today. Gary is a P dad.
Outstanding.
And it's so nice to hear that and how emotional he was about everything, like everybody else is when they go through a lot of things.
Yes.
It was just really lovely and humbling to hear that. And I just want to say thank you. You make my day and my week. Please don't ever stop. I can't wait to read your book.
Yay.
Although I know that'll take me a while because, you know, I'll have emotions and stuff.
Yes.
Like we do. And I'll have to put it down for a little bit. But anyway, thank you very much.
Aww.
Bye, P.
Thank you.
Gary, look, I don't want him to get a big head, but the ladies are in love with him. And probably so are some men.
He's
I don't mind
available.
Who loves you. He's so, available. He's kind.
You
he's
wanna
supportive.
Get in touch?
And, we've got a special Father's Day episode coming up with
him.
We
do.
So you're going to hear some more Gary very, very soon.
Yep.
He's going to be around
the
tribe.
Firmly entrenched in the P community.
He really is. Yeah. He's in the hangout.
Yep.
He's lovely. We love him and
thank
he's really
thank you for your message.
Supportive.
And that makes me want to say too, we know this is hard to read.
Yes, we do.
I've got friends who can't even open it.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that does not mean anything to us other than we absolutely understand.
Yep.
And I'll say to people, oh, I know it's difficult to read at this time. And some people will look at me who aren't peas and be like, what?
Yeah.
And then I say it to peas and they're like, I'm sorry, Mandy. I'm like, I get it. I wasn't able to read for like 15 years.
Yeah, no.
Right? So we know that more than anybody.
100%.
So thank you if you've been able to read. We get it if you can't. We get it if you have to pick it up and put it down. We understand if you're in hospital, you can't read the surgery section. That's okay. We know.
We really do know. And
so just thank you for buying it.
Thank you for it's the buying that makes a really big difference.
Yeah, that's right. Look, just buy
what you
it.
Choose
don't
to do
read it.
What you choose to do with it. It can, look, you can put it under your computer for a Zoom interview. There's all sorts of things for you can do with that book. It's quite pretty.
It's pretty.
You want to use it for some styling, look nice in kids' rooms. Maybe we'll do a
but maybe 10 even end of the year gifts. Like, yeah. You know, you could think
teacher
about
presents.
Buying your teachers, your peaches. Your,
yeah, but please buy it in the next 2 weeks because it makes a big difference to the sales.
Stop it.
We're just being, we've only ever been honest with the peas.
I know, we are being honest.
So yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank
and
you.
We get it.
Yeah, we'll be, this is a to be continued because we've got more speak pipes on Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
But we wanted to do some of them today.
That's right.
So we're going to finish this with our cry laugh difference, but yes. Monday, bam, bam, because it's a snap pee.
So we know it's a short episode, but we're in crisis schooling and there's, you know, there's a lot to be done.
There's a lot to be done.
So we're trying our best.
We are.
Yeah. So, okay.
And my best is not the best.
No, that's right. Principal Hayes is basically retired.
Oh. Like, I think I've resigned. Year-level coordinator Jones.
You know what I've done?
Absolutely lost her job.
Yeah. Well, you know what I've done? I've taken long service leave.
Oh.
I'm going to take it for a year and then I'm going to retire. Right. Because that's what some principals do.
That is what
do.
They do. I've had no mat leave either. None. No fucking maternity leave. So I've got 4 lots of maternity leave and my long service.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I'm hoping my pension kicks in.
I'm pretty much out. I'm just like, yeah, you want to get on the Zoom? You don't? Okay. Like, it's Amy, our support worker the other day, they said, can we have some chips? I said, no. And then I go, okay.
I know.
She laughs. She's like, I said to her, I'm sorry. Do not ever copy me.
Oh, no, not now.
You are spending a lot of time in my house. Do
yeah,
not,
but we were better.
Do not think I'm a role model for parenting.
No.
Can
we've
I
already
have
said that.
No. Okay.
Well, Buzz said to me this morning, do you think we could have pizza for breakfast? And I was like, no, because Uber Eats isn't open yet. I'm not cooking.
And Molly got an air fryer for her birthday. Oh. So that has been terrific.
How great are they?
Oh, I don't even want to say
people
that's my make a
difference. People who poo-poo them.
Oh, no, I'm not poo-pooing.
No, but some people do. They're like,
oh, I am not. They've changed my
create
life.
Create independence.
Toadie, she's putting the nuggets
yes.
in herself. We've done toasted sandwiches.
We've talked about it, but
we're doing, you know, so every, she comes with me to Aldi on a Sunday and Coles, that's our new hangout.
Yep.
Molly and I. It's very exciting.
It's within the 5Ks.
It's within the 5K. It's a new one. It's got 5 aisles, so I am a bit thrown.
Yeah.
In that Aldi. Anyway, so every week I say to her, choose a new type of hot chip to put in the air fryer. So we've had the gems. We've had the fat ones, the skinny
you
ones.
Had the faces?
No, we haven't had the faces.
Yeah, the
okay,
faces are fun.
We've got hash browns this week. So, you know, whatever. But on Wednesdays, this is what I've implemented as Principal Hose, who's on long service leave. Every Wednesday
she comes
night.
Comes back for Wednesdays.
Every Wednesday night, we have a drive around takeaway dinner within our 5K.
Yeah, awesome.
So the 3 girls in the back of the car, and I say, you can go to whatever takeaway you want. And so I want Red Rooster chips, but I want Macca's nuggets. Sure.
Yep, we can do it.
I want KFC burger, but I want, you know, Guzmany Gomez. Sure.
Yep.
It takes, on a good night, it takes an hour.
Yeah.
On a bad night when everyone wants Macca's, it's over in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's
right?
a shame.
It's a shame because it fills out a lot of time.
Yep.
So if anyone wants to copy that,
yeah,
it's the middle of the week.
Yeah.
It's Wellbeing Wednesday.
Yep.
And that's, I'm not cooking.
No.
And that's what I'm doing. Because I was, you know, previous to coronavirus, Mandy, I would never do takeaway during the week. We would do it on the weekend.
Yeah.
I know, because who did I think I was?
No.
I don't know. But anyway, I couldn't even care now.
No. The funny thing is, theoretically,
we
now have more time.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't.
And we don't have any soul or heart, so we can't.
My soul is dead.
No.
So I said, we're not even bringing that food inside.
No, it's going straight to the bin.
We're not leaving the car park until everything's been put in the bin.
Not even putting it in my own bin.
No, I'm not putting it. Do you think I'm going to put that in my bin? Pouring with rain. I put the music on with the radio.
Yep.
That's it.
Oh, look.
I don't know if you can do that piece, but that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, if you can. If you live in Melbourne, obviously you have to do it before 9 p.m.
I
know, everyone's
5:30. Let's go, guys. It's the happiest night of the week.
Oh, I know.
Okay, that's not even my make a difference.
That's okay.
Go.
All right. So my cry actually is that during lockdown, so I had my 2 weeks booked at the Snow, which we didn't get to do in 2020. So we went up in 2021 and obviously actually the regions went into lockdown and Melbourne went into lockdown while we were there, but because we were there we could stay.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, well, we'll stay because it's the Snow.
Yeah,
and everybody's
and you
happy.
Got there.
And we got and we got there. The boys made pretty much a – Their cousins came up as well, and they made like a luge track with a toboggan, and they just played in that for hours.
Oh, wonderful.
Right? So we did get behind in remote schooling, but we did get ahead in actual living.
Yes.
So it was such a thing to be in the mountains and see the snow.
Mm.
And I just thought, this is their happy place, therefore yes. It's my happy place.
Yes, that's right.
Everyone on the mountain is so kind, right? There is so much diversity there.
Mm.
It's not really accessible when you have physical disabilities. There's heaps of disabled skiers, though.
Yes.
In the different ways that they do it. And there's one mountain that – one resort, I think, that has a lift.
Right.
That's it, though.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
The mountains, you know.
Yeah.
Fit it's people. Not our thing. It's fit people thing.
Yeah, it would be.
But they're – I don't know. I just find it more accepting. There's a lot of it. Just
it's like a small community.
It is like a small community. Yeah. It's just really, really lovely, and we had a lovely time, and it was really my make a difference. And it, but actually, in another way, it was sort of my cry, because those communities are just on their knees.
Yes.
Right. So
no tourism.
So they didn't get half of them didn't get any money last year.
2 years in a row. Yeah.
And they can't pivot. They can't deliver snow to your door
or,
you know, how do they do delivery meals? They can – on the mountain you can walk down and get, you know, something from this cafe or whatever, but there's nobody coming up.
Yes.
And so the amounts of money that were being refunded, because in Australia our snow season is really short.
Yeah.
So you've only got like end of June, July, August, a bit of September. So
yeah.
I know New South Wales was open for a long time. They're also in lockdown now, so their mountains are shut. But I think they were able to stay open last winter, whereas we were not.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
So if any of you
– so much damage
– have got any money and you want to go away over summer, go to the high country, because I'm scared that it's going to close. I'm scared it won't be there anymore because these people can't keep providing a service when there's no one there.
And remember there was bushfires?
Yeah, there was bushfires.
Then there was COVID.
Yep.
Then there was COVID.
Yeah, pretty much 2 years with no.
Yes.
So I'm going to talk about two places if you go to Falls Creek. There's a lovely little place called Elk. Leanne runs Elk. She is just so kind and funny, and she has a man that helps her run the mountain called Jake. Run the mountain. They'd love it if I said that. Run their resort. Jake's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. My knee really played up when I was at the snow, and he just drove me around in a little car, little snowmobile thing. He was kind. He would come and pick me up. And the other place I'm going to talk about is Fruoff, which is another place up there. Everyone there was just really lovely. It's got a little cafe out the front called Milch. And I know that they're on their knees and they don't know if they're going to survive. So if you want to go for a long weekend sometime, it's 5 hours from Melbourne, okay, so it's a long way. It's like 2 hours from Albury though.
Yeah.
Not very far from Wodonga.
Yep.
It's beautiful. In summer there's flowers, there's a creek, there's a lake, and I don't know. I just want people to go there because I'm really scared that they won't survive.
Yeah.
So tell them Kate sent you.
Good idea.
All right. Sorry. I took over the whole difference cry. What have you got
to do? No, that's fine. I listened to Kurt Fernley's new little podcast called You Little Ripper, which is about the Paralympics.
And Georgie Tunney.
Yes. I was crying. That man.
I just adore
him.
He's a national treasure.
I know, and he's talking about the Paralympic family, and these are my family members.
Mm.
And he's not going to share it because he wants the Afghan people to share it, but how he was instrumental in getting those Afghan Paralympians out.
Oh.
I was howling in my kitchen.
I haven't
listened
yet.
Because that's all been so hard to watch.
Oh, impossible to watch.
In watching Afghanistan.
Oh, I can't even.
You know, and my kids are like, what's going on in Afghanistan? Know. They don't know.
No.
I worked with Afghan refugees in Noble Park and Dandenong. I was just, you know what made me furious is that Scott Morrison called them the Afghanis. And what I want to say to you, you idiot, is that that is their currency. And everybody who has known any Afghan person knows that they are called Afghans. Okay?
Yes.
So I just was screaming at the TV. I was like, the Afghani is their currency.
Oh, haven't we all been screaming at the TV?
Anyway. That's a side note. Kurt Fernley, I cried listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And obviously the Paralympics is on.
They're putting out an episode a day, I think.
Yes, episode a day.
Yeah, and it's in my feed. I just haven't listened.
I just adore that man.
Oh, yeah, same.
I really, really do.
Yeah.
And he's done such a tremendous job, and he was so kind to us when he came on our podcast.
So kind.
And I just go and listen to that podcast. It's not long. It's sort of 20 minutes or so.
Perfect.
And he
for
interviewed
every day.
The two flag bearers. So,
yeah, gorgeous.
And he's just, you know, remember when we hugged and we were sweating after the end of my marathon in Rio? And, oh, just friendship. And
that's what we like.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Millie and I watched the opening ceremony last night, and I wasn't crying. I was just so overwhelmed with everybody there and just thinking of all their backstories.
Yeah.
All around the world. And then I was like saying to Millie, if our Aussies don't have good wheelchairs, then damn you, NDIS.
Surely the
Aussie people, if they didn't and they've had to go to appeals to get good freaking wheelchairs from NDIS, I'm going to lose my mind. So there's just so many things bubbling away in my head.
Yep.
But mainly just proud to be a part of that, loosely to the side part of that family.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah,
awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. So have you got a laugh?
I'm not. I'm sorry. My make a difference is that I have to tell everybody that Molly did qualify for the disability support pension.
Yes.
So my master's degree in paperwork and Centrelink came through.
Yes. Good on you. That was a bloody amazing effort.
Well, you know, it's not really, but for someone like me,
it was
just a lot of planning. A lot of trips to Centrelink and me misunderstanding things and then misunderstanding things. Then it's shutting for maintenance and then I was busting for the toilet one day and I walk in, I said, is there toilets? And the guy, because they got to go through security, have you been sick? I said, is there toilets? No, there's no toilets. So I just said to him, well, I guess I'll just be sucking it in for the next 3 hours then. And I just walked past
there's
him.
There's no toilets.
And I don't know if they're shut down for COVID or if there's not toilets, but there's no toilets. So I just thought, what the fuck is going on with this place? Right? So someone will know and maybe it's shut for COVID, but come on, if you can't have toilets at Centrelink, my goodness. Anyway,
because everyone's
there
waiting. I was on the phone
Molly
with Centrelink for an hour and a half yesterday.
That's right. Well, imagine sitting in the waiting room.
It's a waiting place.
Yes,
I did actually go to the phone while I was on hold.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got it. She's thrilled. Yep. She loves to tell people she's going to shout them with things. That's okay, Mum. I can buy that with my pension. And I said, okay, thank you. But anyway, I just,
it's huge, Mandy.
It's huge. And I want her to be meaningfully employed one day, but I'm thankful that that's there.
Yep.
And it seems like a lot of money at 16, but I guarantee it's quite measly.
Yes.
And you can all tell me about that as adults.
Yeah.
That and the other make a difference, sorry, I've got a lot, is that Molly got her first vaccination on Saturday, and it was through, and I have to give a big shout out to the Melbourne Inner East Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. I'd had the runaround from a few places about where to get a vaccination.
Yeah,
she's 16.
Really hard. Yep.
And then Special Olympics sent through an email saying, we are going to organise it for you. It's going to be at an adult facility in Box Hill. Mm. There was 200 participants and their family members, and it was beautifully run. And I just want to say well done to Anna, who organised the whole thing. And so the only thing I could say you could have done better was fresh nuggets when we left. So I think when we go there again for the second dose, if, you know, Macca's or someone wants to be there with some hot nuggets, I reckon it'd be fine. But
absolutely,
it was as smooth sailing as it could have been.
Yes.
I had a cry. Yeah. She was very brave and then she was extremely scared.
Yes.
And then they had a massive container of lollies. And there was just people everywhere that were kind and brave.
Yeah.
And I was just so thankful that they did all the hard legwork. So thank you.
And so grateful that we're starting to get vaccine.
That's right.
If you live overseas, Australia hasn't had enough vaccine, which I can't even – I'm not laughing. I just can't believe –
we can't believe
that a country without a much wealth that we have hasn't got vaccine.
Really stuff that up.
So yeah, Buzz and Woody are booked in for theirs, so I'm really looking forward to that. But I am actually.
Oh, and
I know
she
it's going to be trauma, but I don't.
She was scared.
I will be so relieved to have them fully vaccinated. I'm terrified.
That's right. I am too.
I'm terrified. So, yeah, I'm just.
And the nurse was awesome because, of course, they got specialist nurses in.
Yes.
And she looked at me, and then when Molly started crying, and I went around the front to just hold her hands, and she goes, "I'm just going to do it." I said, "Thank you."
Yeah.
And just there's no talking.
Yep.
There's nothing's going to help her. Just do it. She was brave enough to come.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then in the car on the way home, she said, well, I don't use this arm anyway.
I love it.
We roared with laughter. I said, well, you still do, but yeah. And then the next day I said, how's your arm? She said, my arm has a heartbeat.
Yes, very true.
What a great explanation. Yes. I said, yes, it does have a heartbeat.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yep. Anyway.
Anyway.
That's to make a difference. Okay, yep. Laugh. What did you laugh about?
All right. So two things made me laugh. One was that I was in remote learning and I started Googling, for some reason, gold jewellery because, you know, I'm allergic to everything but gold. And then I ended up on the Tiffany website and they had these amazing necklaces with like padlocks and stuff. And they're like $18,000. I just went down a rabbit hole of
who
like,
pays that?
I don't know. And then I'm
someone
trying to find the cheapest one.
Padlock necklace.
I'm telling you now,
$18,000.
If 18,000 girls goes into supporter, Mandy and Kate will not be buying jewelry.
No,
they will be using it
not.
For better things than that.
Yep.
Anyway, so then I was like, oh, I wonder how what the cheapest one is. And then I was like sending them to my friend Claire and we're like, wow, look at this one. And anyway, now I just constantly keep getting ads for these Tiffany and it makes me laugh because I'm like, bam, bam, I'm not buying them. Wrong person. I can't afford these necklaces. And my friend Claire was like, well, that's your fault. You didn't pay attention and now Tiffany's targeting you.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's true.
And I think, well, suffer, Tiffany, because you,
you're not getting my money.
You're not getting $8, I'm in. But, and the other thing that made me laugh, just the way that he said it, not what he said, but we were talking about, I don't know what we were talking, and someone said, dude. And Buzz and Woody were like, dude. And Woody said, do you think dude is gender neutral?
Oh.
And yes. I was like, well, not really, because I think it is actually,
right.
It was originally men.
Yes.
And then Buzz just goes, who even says dude? If you say dude, you don't even understand the term gender neutral.
Okay.
I just laughed. I was like, oh, I'm so old.
The youth.
And it's funny because occasionally you'll hear like a PE teacher or someone, come on, dudes. Yeah. Like, these kids think you're so old.
I know, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. So anyway, made me laugh. What about you?
I am late to the party, but I have been home. And so I started watching Ted Lasso.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
Oh my gosh, Kate. You're going to love it.
What's it on?
Well, I don't know MandyHoseHoseKnows.com because all of a sudden I can get free stuff on Apple TV. So I think you get it free for a year on
you
I don't
do.
Know what. I bought a new Apple TV box.
Ah, see, I don't have Apple TV.
Yeah, so we've got the little box and I bought it probably at the start of lockdown, I don't know, 3.7. I can't remember when. Because we had one in one room, we've got one in the other.
Yep.
So anyway, so I just went on to – I thought, oh, maybe I'll buy it because people rave about it.
Yeah.
And then it was just came up and I was like, beauty. So it was one of those rainy lockdown days and I just watched like 5 episodes in a row.
And it's really good.
And it's really good. It's the mixture of English humour and American humour.
Oh.
And I think it's made for Australians.
Okay, perfect.
Because we love English humour.
Yeah.
And we like American – love. We love like, American humour like. Too. But when are they ever put together?
Never.
It's just so funny.
All right.
Right?
I don't know if I can.
There's a lot of swearing.
I can't pay for another thing.
I know you can't pay, but I think you would love it.
I'm sure I would.
Okay,
everyone's
anyway,
talking about it.
So I watched season one in it all, and I like people were watching this a year ago, so I'm way behind.
Yep.
So I watched season one in a flash, and I was laughing, I was crying, and then season two, I'm halfway through, but there's a scene where so his name's Ted Lasso, but he turns into like his bizarro Ted Lasso when he gets angry with people, and so he calls himself Led Tasso. And I thought I should be Handy Mose when I'm furious at people. So I was laughing at myself. That's a laugh. That I think I'm funny. That
look,
I was like, well, if I'm
funny.
Mad, if I'm mad at teachers, or if I'm mad at, like, something's making me furious, like anybody, then I'm just going to be calling myself Handy Mose.
I wouldn't take on Handy Mose.
Yeah, because he's like, it's time to release Led Tasso. They were like, oh no, not Led Tasso. Anyway, I saw some tweets about some problematic parts of it. And
I
sit with that as well. But mostly I think it's good humor and it's the beautiful parts of English humor. It's like Afterlife. It's like, you know, the original Office.
Yes.
Like the poignant English humor.
Yep. Can't wait.
And then some ridiculous American humor popped in.
Yep.
Really, really good.
Yep. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. There's awesome characters.
I'm sure I'll get to watch it at some point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So. Anyway, so Handy Mose, watch out. She's going to get released.
All right, Peas, you can rate and review. That would be lovely.
Yes, thank you for listening.
You can buy our book. That would be lovely.
Part one, Indulgence.
Yep, we will be back on Monday.
Yep, okay, see you, bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.